I'd like to invite the children forward to the baptismal font for a children's message. Good morning, friends.
Good morning.
Let's come around the baptismal font. Have you noticed that the last few Sundays that we've been gathering in person, that the font has been open? That usually there is a lid covering this, but it's always open during worship? Any guesses why that might be? What do you think, Calvin?
Because before, because Pentecost was coming up, and you were saying earlier about how Pentecost and water, I don't know.
That's a really good guess.
Pentecost, this Pentecost thing, it's red for blood, and blood is a liquid, so it's almost like pouring blood into a cup.
So Calvin is saying that maybe it's because Pentecost has been coming and you're leading up to Pentecost. And so both water and red, which kind of looks like blood, are both liquids. Those are really good guesses. And thank you for guessing. It's actually because our baptism is so important. And it's so important every time we come to worship that that's why our baptismal font is right here in front of the sanctuary where everybody can see it. And it's open because even if no one is being baptized that day, we are to always be remembering that we are baptized. Our baptism, yes, it happens one time, one Sunday in church. I don't know, have any of you seen pictures of your baptism? You're wearing a white gown. You have to ask your parents to show you pictures from your baptism day sometime. You were asleep. That's not too bad. Pastors actually sort of wonder if the babies or the toddlers are going to be awake and cry. So the fact that you were asleep, I bet that made whoever baptized you very happy. So our baptism, it happens one day in worship, but every single day of our whole life long, we are living out what it means to be baptized. There are so many amazing things that God does when we're baptized. A few of them are that we receive forgiveness of sins, that we are given the gift of eternal life, that when we're baptized, eternal life doesn't just happen after we die. It's not like we get a card in Monopoly and when we die, we hand in our eternal life card. Eternal life starts for us the day we're baptized, and then it lasts forever. So we're given the gift of eternal life. We are adopted into God's family in baptism. So we get all of these brothers and sisters, and we become God's sons and daughters. And there's so much that all of that means that it takes us our whole life long to live into it and to learn more about it and to understand it. And so this is right here, front and center, during worship. Because our baptism is so important, and we are called every day, not just the day we're baptized and not just on Sundays, but to remember our baptism. And so I want to invite you, anytime you are here in worship, you can come and dip your hands. I usually dip my fingers in the water, and I can make a big cross over myself and remember my baptism. Sometimes I make a little cross on my forehead. I always do this in worship, but there are other times throughout our week and our days when we touch water too, like when we wash our hands. I don't know if any of you help wash dishes. You help wash, nice. I bet your parents appreciate that. Anytime you're washing your hands or you're washing your face or maybe taking a bath, you can just remember, in water, I was baptized, and I'm God's beloved child, and my sins are forgiven, and have eternal life, and I have a really big family that loves me so much. Yes, Calvin?
Do we need to have like a special holy water to be baptized, or is it just normal water?
Oh my gosh, I love this guy. He says, do we need a special kind of water to be baptized? The gift of our sacraments, which are baptism and communion, is that we don't need anything special. Because God takes the most very ordinary things of water and bread and wine, and when they are combined with God's word, we say, when someone is baptized and we pray over the water, we say God's word out loud, And so when these ordinary things are combined with God's word, God's presence becomes a part of it. And that's how God gives us grace, is because God's presence is part of the water when we're baptized, and God's presence is part of the bread and wine when we take communion. So that's a really great question, because God uses very ordinary things to give us God's grace and love. Any other questions? No? Well, would everybody like to dip their fingers in and maybe remember your baptism and just say to yourself, I'm baptized in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. It is cold. Let's pray together. Good morning, God. Thank you for today. Thank you for this church. And thank you for baptism. Thank you that you use ordinary things to give us your grace and show us your love. We pray that you would use us, ordinary humans, to share your grace and love with all the world. In Jesus' name, amen. Thanks for coming up. You may go back to your seats.